the Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
2017 is going to be a volatile economic year. We may see politicians throughout the world attempting to control central bank policies. Several renowned financial analysts have warned that political interference in central bank policies may mean our economic misses of inflation and growth targets. Gold is an international currency that can't be issued or controlled by governments. If you don't have the only hard currency that has outlasted every politician and every failed idea of governments for centuries, you need to speak to Goldline right now and learn how easy it is to add gold to your portfolio or IRA. Now is the time to diversify your financial portfolio by adding gold. Call 1-800-913-GOLD. Buying real gold is easy and fast at Goldline. And you're going to be happy that you finally made the call. 1-800-913-4653. Goldline also offers price protection against short-term market fluctuations on qualifying purchases. So buy with confidence. Read Goldline's important risk information and find out if buying gold is right for you. Call Goldline. 1-800-913-4653.
With stories in the areas of family, friendship, faith, and finance, this is Rabbi Daniel Lappin. Only on the Blaze Radio Network On Demand.
Hi there. I am your rabbi, Rabbi Daniel Lappin. Welcome to the show. And this is a show that I want to tell you a little bit about the true story of Earth Day. Earth Day came about in April 22nd, 1970. And the date, although it is now denied by people like Senator Gaylord Nelson, Democratic Senator from Wisconsin, who was extremely involved. And by the way, who gave him permission to use his Senate staff and funding and the office of the United States Senate to promote a personal religious agenda? Who gave him the right to do that? And yes, indeed, Earth Day is a religious agenda. And there are many who say, well, it was just a coincidence that Earth Day, 22nd of April 1970, celebrated the 100th birthday of Vladimir Ilyich Lenin, the father of the Soviet Union. Look, that's ridiculous. As I explain in the main podcast, which I strongly urge you to listen to, because in this short 2-minute clip, I'm hardly going to be able to deal with it. But in the main show, entitled Help Nature Worshipping Fanatics by Purchasing Your Infidelity Offsets Here, that show, I explain how it is absolutely impossible that they did not know, and for that matter, deliberately make Earth Day on the same day that Nikita Khrushchev set aside to celebrate communism for all time. He did that in 1955. So what was really happening here? Well, the idea was to hobble the United States. Back in the late 60s, the United States was on top of the world. Coming out of World War II, there was, you know, Europe was still trying to pull itself out. Japan had not yet become a strong force. Germany was still rebuilding. The UK had not at all got over the World War II, and America owned the world. The only possible threat to American hegemony was the Soviet Union. And so the concept came about, let us find a way to hobble the United States of America. Far-fetched, you think? A lot of people think it's far-fetched to say that the entire environmental movement, the entire climate change movement, had its roots in the KGB. But as a matter of fact, that is absolutely true. It is what happened. And today, every time you celebrate Earth Day, every time you participate in supporting this evil religious doctrine, you are actually helping hurt the growth and vitality of the United States of America. Gaylord Nelson, who said it very, very clearly, he said, the economy takes second place to environmentalism. Okay, fine. Now I get the picture. But for you to get the whole picture, you need, of course, to go to the full story, which you'll find right alongside the main show today, Help Nature Worshipping Fanatics by Purchasing Your Infidelity Offsets Here. I'm Rabbi Daniel Lappin. Take a look at my website, rabbidaniellappin.com, and join me in the rest of the show. Thanks so much. God bless.
The Blaze On Demand.
This is Rabbi Daniel Lappin.